This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's Mike Shope.
Name any word in less than a second, I will tell you how many letters are in it. But I cannot do anything mechanically. I don't even know how to put a game together for three-year-olds.
And the Bulldog.
Fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
On WGR.
Right.
Sports Radio 550.
Oh, they don't make presidents like that anymore. Wait, what? I'm being corrected in my ear. Thank you. Welcome back. Mike Shope and the Bulldog. It is July. Training camps, quote, in full swing. The Bills have a lengthy injury list. The Jets had a scare with Justin Fields being carted off and all of that last week, but he's already back. Connor Rogers has been around the Jets. Friend of the show with us now on the West Her Hotline. Special friend of Bulldogs. They talk music and bars. And we're excited to have Connor back. How different is Jets training camp this year from last year?
What's up, fellas? I think it's just funny to me. It feels like they're actually doing real football things again, which is such a funny bar to set. But today, and I wasn't there today. I'll be there Thursday. But today was the first day that they've had, full pads on, and they've done tackling drills, and they had offensive line and defensive line one-on-ones, and the reaction was just, it was jarring. Aaron Glenn is doing a great job setting the tone with the energy, the buy-in, but it's just been so different from what they're accustomed to doing, where it felt like for a long time now they've been afraid of potential injuries. They've kind of really had a slow ramp up, and Glenn is the type of guy that's sitting there and going, guys get hurt. It's going to happen. And sometimes when you're too careful, that actually leads to guys getting hurt. So the physicality, the intensity, not really handing guys things. And, of course, Garrett Wilson is Garrett Wilson. Justin Fields is the starting quarterback. And Sauce Gardner is Sauce Gardner. He's the highest paid corner in the NFL for a reason. But after that, it's definitely just a different kind of tone that's a little bit more violent, a little bit more physical, and more closer to when Aaron Glenn played for the Jets in the 90s.
What are the early returns on how that's going over with the players, Connor? Is it too early to tell, or is it being welcomed? Are guys saying, oh, I want to be coached hard, like that kind of thing? Like, is it welcomed?
Yeah, it's actually shocking how, direct they've been. Some of the quotes, if you read very carefully in post-practices, Elijah Vera Tucker, who is just very, he's a guy that he's all about the team. He doesn't look to have a quote in the press. He's a really down-to-earth, humble guy. He had a quote the other day that was kind of hinting at just that there was no accountability before this. Mm-hmm. And this is a younger guy in the league, but he's been there long enough that he saw it during the Saleh era, and he said they weren't held accountable. And that's a huge issue. And I think a lot of the other guys have spoken up just how much they like the physicality. And like you said, it's early. You know, some guys get worn out by the end of summer, and can, and if you go through a year of losing or 2 years of losing, you can, you know, wear guys out and wear teams out, and then it doesn't work anymore. But this is kind of how the NFL is, and this is how the Jets have been as long as, not only as I've covered them, but as long as I've been, you know, watching them and growing up as a fan and everything. They always go the opposite direction after something fails. And they have the thing with Glenn is he can be a drill sergeant coach because the players respect what he did as a player. That's it. I've noticed coaches that didn't play mm-hmm. at the NFL level or didn't have a great career or a notable career at the NFL level that try to do this. And I've noticed players tune that out a lot quicker, especially at the pro level compared to the college level, covering both. And with Aaron Glenn, because he won here with the Jets, I've noticed guys are locked in on that and have a lot more respect for that than your typical kind of head coach.
Interesting point. Bulldog, is there any one coach you're thinking of right now for this? There is one that I'm thinking of right now for this. A perfect example of what he's saying.
That's the opposite of Glenn?
Greg Williams.
Okay.
So Wade Phillips was, you know, kind of yep. laid back, and maybe guys got away with a lot. They won, but yep. that time ran out on that. And just like Connor is saying, you know, a lot of sports teams operate this mm-hmm. way. They go the opposite direction. So they brought in Greg Williams, who was like super serious about rules. And that was a veteran team, and they laughed at him.
Right.
You know, he did not have the playing clout that you're saying, Connor, that Glenn has.
Yeah, and I think another thing, too, is that core, like I brought up Elijah Vera Tucker, guys that are in that core where they're young enough that they're entering, you know, entering their primes, or they're in the direct part of their primes. They all, and Quinn Williams is another example of that, even though he's been here a little longer, they are so tired of losing, they will do literally anything to break that trend. They are just disgusted. And the thing is, a lot of them won at a high level at college. Quinn Williams played for Nick Saban's Alabama teams. Garrett Wilson was on Ohio State. Even Sauce Gardner was a part of a rise for a Cincinnati program that was incredibly impressive and went really, really far and punched above their weight for many years that he was there. So, you know, and Vera Tucker from USC, like, these guys have won at high levels of football, and they're just tired of it's one thing to not win a Super Bowl or not even make the playoffs. It's another thing to be laughed at and told things are going to be different year after year, and they never are. So I think they're accepting the change because literally they'll do the exact opposite of what they've done to hope for results.
Yeah, there's probably an Aaron Rodgers point wrapped up somewhere in all of that, right?
Oh, without a doubt.
Right? Like the laughing. Yeah. I know from here, I mean, whatever. I'm sure players on the Jets didn't care that Radio's the Bulldog was laughing at the Jets. But
I don't know.
They were easy to mock because of, you know, bending, sort of like Pittsburgh did this year. Like, we're going to just, you know, we'll wait. We'll leave the light on. We're fine. No, we're here. No, we're good. We're good. You good? We're good. You know, the Jets were kind of the same thing to get Rodgers in there in the first place. And then you know, with that comes, you kind of hand over, I don't know, effective control of the team almost, it felt like. And that is always going to be mocked, I think, in any sport.
And it makes it worse, right? It's one thing that they had, what, 7 primetime games last year, and after losses, Rodgers is on McAfee, and like every other job in the world, you'll have coworkers that don't care about that, and you'll have coworkers that rubs them the wrong way. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a certain amplification and the way it's magnified with Rodgers that when it started to not work, that guys were, number one, very ticked off about just the offensive scheme and how outdated it was and how they didn't make the changes they needed to make and how they didn't perform, but there was no accountability. And that was a huge problem because that was Rodgers' offensive staff, right? I mean, having Nathaniel Hackett here as the offensive coordinator, even before they moved to Downing, it was an absolute joke. There's no way around it. And guys aren't dumb. They played in enough football offenses and schemes, and even on the defensive side of the ball, some of the things that they weren't doing, that it just, you know, it wore guys thin, and it makes it worse. It's different to go quietly into the night when you're bad. The Jets didn't really go quietly into the night when they were bad last year, whether it was McAfee, primetime games, or, you know, bringing in Devontae Adams. And there was kind of a sense of like, well, Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams here, are you guys not good enough to win? And those guys kind of look around and say, well, it's not our fault either.
The Jets don't have the market cornered on going quietly into the night, do they? Really, the Jets?
They really don't. And I'm a Mets fan, too, so I know it all too well at times.
Same thing, right?
Well, all of that said, like, what sort of expectations are there? Is there any bit of a tell from anyone, Aaron Glenn on down or even above him, that's sort of like winking and nodding, like, you know, it's going to be a while. It's gonna be a minute. Like, we're gonna need a year. Like, you know, or are they talking about contending for a playoff spot or something this year?
Yeah, this is the one that's hard to get a gauge on, right? I mean, Vegas has them as a 5.5 win total, so that tells you what they think, and they're usually pretty good. But they do miss, like everybody else does. And then you look at, you know, people close to the team. Like, I consider that of myself doing pre and post game for them the last couple of years. I don't think they're that poor of a team because they were just so poorly coached that people are failing to realize this roster has talent, but I don't think they're a playoff team. I think they're closer to that 6-7, hey, a kick went right for you, you won 8 games kind of team. I would really land in the middle there at 7 wins. And then internally, you don't get that vibe from them at all, that they don't obviously think they're as low as the Vegas win total or what I think or what anyone else thinks, where they look at it and go, we have pieces. The difference is, I think, for them, they think they can win with Fields. And that's why they went and got him, right? And they didn't do anything egregious to get him. They didn't trade any assets. The contract isn't crazy. But they still went out, and that was their choice. They said, they, you know, they could have sat there and said, we believe in Jackson Dart or Shador Sanders or Tyler Shuck is the future, or maybe even traded a million first-round picks and somehow got up for Cam Ward. They didn't want to do that. They didn't believe in that draft. So I think at the end of the day, Glenn understand, like, his mentor is Parcells, and he talks to him all the time. And Parcells understood how things take time and what you have to get out of a building and what you have to bring into it, where I think there's a realization internally that they'll never admit that this thing is going to take a little while. But I think they truly do believe they're better than what the general perception of what they are, and that's a bottom five team in the league right now is how they're viewed.
With Connor Rogers, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. So further on Fields and the credibility of this idea, you're saying, I think, that the players at large believe in him well enough. Like, it's a credible enough idea, you know, especially, I think, I would say, considering what their alternatives were. It works. It works better, I think, in that light. Let's hear more about that. Plus, we had Fields go down last week. And I wonder, Connor, how you felt or how you think most of, like, people in and around the Jets felt about what would happen if they lost him. I like Fields, you know, a little bit above consensus, I would say. And you and I are fantasy players, and we love him for fantasy because of the running. But, you know, he has a lot of detractors. And Tyrod Taylor was here for a long time and is, I mean, pretty good for a backup, I would say. I wonder what it felt like last week.
Yeah, I think that, you know, obviously there's high-level concern when you see a guy ride off in the car. Now, you know, it's interesting how those things are that message is sent out from the national media. It made it sound like he was carted off rather than riding in the car, right, so you don't walk with a dislocated toe a mile to the indoors. But that's a whole other conversation. This team really loves Tyrod Taylor. And obviously they were never going to make that move when Rodgers was struggling and hurt last year because of who Rodgers is. But I know there's a respect level and a thought that you can get by with Tyrod Taylor, where the question would be, Tyrod's a guy that gets hurt a lot, so then what is your depth? Because that's it. It's those two guys and then an undrafted free agent and Brady Cook. But they survived the worst, or you know, they didn't have the worst-case scenario. It's a dislocated toe. Fields is right now is going to be fine for the season. He was back in 11-on-11 today. I mean, he's
right.
You know, he's practicing essentially in full. So they like their quarterback depth chart to do enough. My biggest thing with the Jets is, the thing with Fields is, you obviously, and you don't want this for a lot of quarterbacks, but definitely for him, you know, their run defense was really, really poor last year. And I didn't think they did a lot to upgrade it, which to me said, you know, one, they're building this slow, and then two, that they think coaching can get more out of this front. I'm a little skeptical of how much more they can get out of this front. If you can't stop the run and you find yourself playing from behind, that puts Justin Fields in a really, really bad spot. So that's going to be the big test for me, I think, with the Jets. Is they have to prove they can be competitive against the run to set Fields up for success. Because if you have no possession and you're down 14, 17, nothing, and you have to have Fields drop back a million times to win you games, that's not the right formula. And they're going to have to prove everybody this unit is different against the run.
Right. And so he's back. And The division, Connor, of course, we're talking about that a lot. You know, the idea of the Jets beating expectations. You know, the AFC East has a pretty playable schedule this year up and down with the NFC South. You know, New England might have the most favorable schedule of the group. I wonder, we've been asking this question because the Bills are the heaviest favorite in the league to win their division. And it would be six in a row. And I don't know, maybe this is the Buffalo in me, but that's a little bit unsettling to me. Like, I'm not always comfortable in the chair being the favorite. And it just sounds like people are looking at it like an afterthought that they'll win. Do you hear the same? Do you feel like that's correct, that that's sort of the consensus here? And are there mistakes being made in trying to predict this division?
Well, I mean, it's football, which is always dangerous because one big injury and you feel like everything flips upside down. But I think it's right. I think it's justified that the Bills are that level of favorite because here's how like I view the consensus of what I think. I think people don't expect the Jets to be very good this year, which is, you know, fair. Glenn has to prove that. The Dolphins just feel like they're trending downwards. They have a lot of holes on defense. It feels like, I don't know if the coach has a handle what's going on there. Tyreek is in, he's out, and Tua now says that publicly, which is, I actually don't mind that, but we know how fickle at times Tyreek can be, and I don't like how they built that team. I don't think the offensive line is very good. It just feels like it's all going to kind of come to a not-so-great end this year for Miami, where, you know, previous years we had bigger expectations for them, so I don't think they're a threat. Everybody is wildly high on the Patriots. I understand predicting improvement. I see multiple people thinking they're winning double-digit games, like 10, 11. I like Drake May as much as anybody coming out of college, but I think we got to be a little careful here. I think that offensive line still has a long ways to go, even with a promising rookie in Will Campbell. Vrabel's a good coach, but I think they need some time. I don't think they're going to be bad this year, but I don't see any of those three teams having a shot at winning 10 games. And people will argue against that with the Patriots, but that's why the Bills should be a runaway freight train in this division. They don't even have to be this 13-14 win juggernaut, even though they're capable of doing that, to win the division. It's just very, very weak this year as these teams are in transition besides Buffalo.
Do you think New England is the biggest threat to the Bills in the division? Because I do. I'm with you on Miami. I think Miami is going the wrong way. And like you said a few minutes ago, it's football. We could all be wrong. There's still some good players there. But I just feel like that's unraveling. And the Patriots, along with the Jets, like starting over, new coach, respected coach. I mean, Vrabel even more so than Aaron Glenn, a first-timer at the job. They've already got the quarterback in place. I think that that's coming, but I'd be surprised if it were more than, say, 10 wins this year.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. I think with New England, why you could talk yourself into them being the biggest threat, as funny as it is to say that, you know, compared to the Jets and the Dolphins, is the two variables for them, if they go right, it can really, really propel them, and that's Drake May being a star. And it's possible. I still think he'll make too many mistakes this year. We're probably a year or two away from him being that level of quarterback. And I don't think the offensive line will be good enough. I already said that. But the second variable is that, you know, Vrabel can be a top five coach in the NFL on any given year easily. And he's shown that before, where if you get that caliber of coaching from Vrabel and his staff and that kind of leap from Drake May, okay, then those are like the Jets don't have the same upside under center at quarterback. I do think Glenn has that level of upside of coaching, but he needs to show it and he needs time, so you can't expect that this year. Mm-hmm. And then the Dolphins, once again, they don't have a ton of upside of quarterback as much as Tua is fine, and they're just not built the right way to win a division, especially this division. So, yeah, I think it's fair to say that about New England, but I just don't see another team besides Buffalo winning 10-plus games. I would be really, really surprised as much as everybody's kind of starting to trend the other way and getting a little over their skis.
Connor, are you drafting Breece Hall a lot like me?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
I'll stop
and
immediately.
Now, I did recently in a higher stakes best ball because I wanted to build a different team and go very running back heavy. And the way the board fell, I was totally comfortable taking him there. My concerns with Breece Hall in redraft for sure, and I guess best ball to an extent, but it's just I think his touchdown equity is very volatile this year. I think Fields and Braylon Allen, and that's something you'll hear a lot more of in 2 weeks, trust me, with the way the camp is going, Fields and Braylon Allen are going to steal touchdowns from him. Now, if you're playing PPR, I think Breece could be the second receiver on the team. Like, after Garrett Wilson, this team doesn't have pass catchers where they might be just spamming Breece with short area passes. So in PPR, he could be a machine. But in half-point PPR and standard, I just worry about Fields and Braylon Allen stealing cheap touchdowns from Breece Hall. And that, you know, and I think that's very much on the table right now with the way they're structuring this scheme.
Underdog exposure, half point. I'm at 18% Hall, 18% Allen, 22% Fields. I'm still Mr. Jet. The last 2 years, I've been sort of scaring Bulldog, like, oh, the Jets are going to be good. That's the worst, one of my worst predictions. And here I am in fantasy, just, and Garrett Wilson's going to be up there for me too at receiver. So yeah, I guess I'm in. But it's the Jets. I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You, Fields, I can't draft enough of. I just think it's weird how low his ADP still is. The Jets don't have to be good. He doesn't have to be great. And he will be a top 10 quarterback, a top 8. Honestly, top 6. Would anyone be shocked? He'll run a lot.
He did it before.
He will score touchdowns. They are, I think, quietly, especially the way they voted on it. I think they want to be a tush-push team. And that goes back to my whole theory of Fields stealing touchdowns. End of August, his ADP will change, but it still has not caught up to what I expect.
You said you were a fan growing up. What are your first Jet memories? Like, what years did you get in?
My dad took me to my first preseason game in the late 90s, and because it was like, you know, back then, the Meadowlands, when you're, you know, just out of a stroller, you're pretty limited on what mom says yes to, and then it kind of ramped up from there. Like, you're not going to Monday Night Football in that Meadowlands. MetLife's a little different. Right now, man, I mean, some of those, just some really bad years, some really good years, a lot of positive Pennington years is really my earliest memories. And then the better side was when they got Revis and eventually Rex, and I was in high school and they actually were a pretty formidable team, and they gave the Patriots even some problems back then. Those are the, that's the better sides. And then it's been a long 15 years without the playoffs. I mean, I'll tell you that right now. And you know, we always say it when I join you, I know you know it on the side with the Sabres, but in football, it just it feels impossible in football. I really can't believe we're here.
We know it from the Bills.
We know it from the Bills, right? Before we knew one another, the Bills were on a 17-year drought themselves, and it just, before Josh Allen got here, seemed like we were never going to be, like Mike used to say, is Al Michaels ever going to call another Bills game?
Is he ever coming back?
Ever coming to Buffalo?
And he did.
It's funny. We have the same running jokes all the time. There used to be a Sunday Night Football running joke with Jet fans all the time too. And you know, we got our wish, and we got our wish with an Aaron Rodgers appearance in it.
Yeah.
You know, that didn't work out so well either. So I don't know when it's going to turn. But it goes to show you, when you get the quarterback, the Bills have done. It's funny, the Bills perception of the Bills, like, that's helped a lot. But they've done a lot of things right during that time, as you guys know. But having Allen. Having a superhero, I mean, that definitely changes things for the sustainability.
Boiling down Connor's entry point to Jets fandom, post-Johnny Lamb Jones. That's what we can say. It was post-Johnny Lamb. The 81 wild card is one of my first Bills memories, and that was a great game at Shea. But, you know, that's going way back, I guess. Thank you, Connor, for your time, as always.
Great, guys. Always talking to you. I really appreciate you having me, and we'll catch up soon.
Great. Thanks again.
Hope so. All right.
Connor Rogers, SNY, NBC, and the Fantasy Football Happy Hour as well.
Whatever happened to...
Johnny Lamb Jones?
Well, wasn't there also a Johnny Ham Jones?
I think there was.
I think they were college teammates.
Johnny Ham Jones.
I feel
you think he's kidding.
Does that really sound familiar to you? Or are you
a little bit. No, I think it does.
I feel like there were two guys. Texas A&M, I have in my head. I don't know if that's right, but that's what I have in my head. There were two of them, and I don't know.
We are efforting to find out.
Okay, right, good. we may need the break for that.
Wesley Walker, who was blind in one eye, made a lot of plays.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was a Wesley Ham Walker.
No, I don't think so. No.
Johnny Ham, I think so. This is a stumper.
They maybe both were borderline Olympians, even
maybe.
Like sprinting or hurdles or something. I just remember
Johnny Lamb Jones.
I just remember there being a ham and a lamb.
A ham and a lamb. L-A-M. No B.
Right.
Johnny Lamb Jones, L-A-M. A nickname. 803-0550. Sal at 5. Lines are open for you. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.